Okay, my friends. Before we get into today's story, I wanted to let you know about Spotify for Podcasters. It's the tool that I'm using to make my stories so that you guys can have new stories every day. If you are interested in sharing your stories, you've got to check it out. It's a really easy app. You can create your stories, you can edit them from your phone or your computer. So, no matter what your setup is like, you can start creating without having to go into a studio or do anything extra. They'll actually do all of your distribution for you too. So that part's really nice. And the best part, it's totally free. You don't have to pay for it. So you can get your stories out. I've really enjoyed doing it. I've been at it for almost, gosh, going on 3.5 years now. And because I can have questions and answers from my friends who are listening, I get to know what your thoughts are too. It's a lot of fun. I hope you enjoy me. www.spotify.com/podcasters to get started. Okay, my friends. So today we are reading a story called
The Cook and the King.
The Cook and the King. I wonder which one you would want to be, the cook or the king?
The king, because the cook is so scared.
Yeah, in the cover of this picture, we see that the cook does not look pretty happy. But let's figure out why, shall we? This story was written by Julia Donaldson, and it's illustrated by David Roberts, and it's read today by Mommy. And what's your name?
Kowaka.
Kowaka?
Wait, no. I'm Pea Shooter.
Pea Shooter. Sounds good to me. Mommy and Pea Shooter, here we go. So when we open the book, the very first thing we see is some ladies. And they are hammering a sign onto a tree that says, Wanted, Royal Cook. Oh, I wonder if I should apply because I like to cook. Do you think I'd get the job?
No.
No? Oh, man. All right, let's see what happens. There once was a very hungry king who needed a cook, like anything. And we can see in the picture, here is the king. He is eating a very gross, sloppy piece of pizza. It's dripping all over the place in his castle, which looks like a very nice castle, wouldn't you say? There's a tapestry of a unicorn behind him. Let's see. He tried out lots and lots of cooks with their pots and their pens and their how-to cook books. And there they all are, standing in front of him. One by one, they cooked for the king. They cooked and they cooked like anything. But nothing they cooked was good enough.
This egg is runny. This meat is tough. Too hot, too cold, too sour, too smelly. I don't want a sausage inside my inside my jelly. This tastes all wrong, said the hungry king. And he frowned. And he frowned like anything.
Okay. In the picture, we see the jelly with the sausages in it. And can I tell you a funny thing?
Yep.
That is actually a delicacy. It's true. It is so true. I'm trying to remember what it's called. But there was a meat product in the 60s that was very popular. And it was jellies with meats in them. With foods. Yeah, with... It was, I want to say, I don't remember what they were called. Started with an A maybe or a vowel. Anyways, they were really gross. Meat jellos.
Ugh. Meat jello.
But then he spotted another cook with feet that shuffled and hands that shook.
My name, said the cook, is Wobbly Bob. I'm a bit of a wimp, but I'd love the job.
The king thought hard, and then he scratched his head.
I fancy some fish and chips,
he said.
Yes, fish and chips is my favorite dish. But first, we will need to catch the fish.
Uh-huh. So, Wobbly Bob is pretty interesting looking, isn't he? He looks pretty wobbly. Do you know what fish and chips is? So, fish and chips, when you think of fish, it's usually a white fish like cod. And they would bread that and then deep fat fry it. And chips, in this case, are not like an American crunchy, like a potato chip. They're thicker, like more like a French fry in England. So, and in other parts of the world. So fish and chips is like deep fat fried fish and potatoes. And they're delicious. I wish we had some right now. I would eat them. Okay. So let's see if they go fishing.
Help, said the cook. I'm feeling scared. I'd love to fish if only I dared. But a shark might land in the fishing net, or I might get my nice new apron wet. My knees are knocking, the cook declared. I'm scared. I'm scared. I'm terribly scared.
Oh, well, he's not a very brave person, is he? Let's see.
I'll help you fish, said the hungry king.
So he fished, and he fished like anything. He caught some fish that were nice and big. And then he said to the cook,
it's time to dig.
Oh, I wonder what they're going to dig for. Let's find out. Oh, yeah, look.
Help, said the cook. I'm feeling scared. I'd love to dig if only I dared. But I'm scared of worms, and I'm scared of ants. They might crawl into my nice new pants. My palms are sweating, the cook declared. I'm scared, I'm scared. I'm terribly scared.
Can you imagine being scared of ants and worms? Oh, they're such tiny little things compared to him. He's so much bigger than they.
He could just stomp on
them. He could just brush them off and move on his way.
Or he could just stomp on them.
Or he could just stomp on them. But I don't think that would be very kind because those poor things didn't do anything to him. And this is their territory, after all. He's in a garden.
I'll help you dig, said the hungry king.
So he dug.
And he dug like anything.
Then he said to the cook as he licked his lips,
chop these potatoes into chips.
Oh, delicious. Well, he's going to make French fries. Let's see.
Help, said the cook. I'm feeling scared. I'd love to chop if I only dared. But knives are sharp, and I might get hurt. I might get blood on my nice new shirt. My heart is thumping, the cook declared. I'm scared. I'm scared. I'm terribly scared.
Okay. Listen, if you want to be a chef, you have to know how to handle a knife, right?
Yes, he should be a chef.
You don't think so? Maybe he has a different calling. yeah, you're going to have to use a knife. Let's see what happens.
I'll help you chop, said the hungry king.
So he chopped, and he chopped like anything. And then he said to the cook, who was standing by,
out with the pan. It's time to fry.
All he has to do is put the pan on there, and he can put on the fire, and he can just put everything in.
Okay, so Philip is suggesting that the king just does it by himself. Oh, I'm sorry. What was your name again?
Pea shooter.
I'm sorry. Excuse me. Pea shooter is suggesting that the king just does it himself. Because maybe the chef...
No.
The
king puts on the fire. And the chef puts the pan on, and the chef puts everything on the pan.
Okay. Okay, well, let's see.
Help! said the cook. I'm feeling scared. I'd love to fry if only I dared. But oil can splutter and spit and splat. A drop might land on my nice new hat. My teeth are rattling, the cook declared. I'm scared. I'm scared. I'm terribly scared. Oh my goodness. Well, he really can't do much, can he?
Let's see.
I'll help you fry, said the hungry king.
So he fried, and he fried like anything. Then he set the table and took a seat and said to the cook,
It's time to eat.
Good, said the cook. And so the two men shared.
What great cooking,
the king declared.
Well chopped chimp sandwich, well fried fish, all in all, it's a delicious dish. It tastes just right,
said the full up king as he smiled. And he smiled like anything.
Congratulations, Wobbly Bob. You may be a wimp, but you've got the job.
And that is possibly one of the silliest stories we've ever read, because the king cooked his own meal, didn't he? Wobbly Bob didn't do much except complain that he was scared. I can't believe this. That's the silliest story. And it is also the end.
Thanks so much for listening to today's story. If you wanted to get a copy of this story, I have got a great tool I wanted to make you aware of. You can pop over to amazon.com/shop/storytimewithphilipandmommy, and you will see I've created a list for every month of the year, and in each list, I have put links for every story that we have read in that month. So you can easily find a link to the story so you can purchase it for yourself. And of course, this all goes to help support our podcast so we can get new materials. And of course, don't forget, you can also pick up your copy of the Storytime with Philip and Mommy book, The Sprightly Sprite and the Dragon Dragon. And of course, we always hope that you guys enjoy our stories. And we want to say thank you so much for listening.